If you have the jug of water, you drink it.
You survive. You don't have to share. You don't have to share the water. And then he'll die, and you'll die as well. That's how we paskin. So, but that's a situation where if you're definitely going to die if you'll share the water because you're in the desert. What about a situation where it's not sure? You're putting yourself in the sofek sakona, right? It will be a sofek, and someone else is in a vade sakona. For instance, if someone is drowning, and you're not a lifeguard, but to jump in, right, and try to save him, right, he might pull you down. And it, so it's a suffix sakona for you, and it's a vade sakona for him. Or someone's in a burning building, right, and if you don't save him, he's definitely going to die. If you go in, it's a suffix. You're putting yourself in a situation of suffix sakona, right? But it's not vade for you, but for him it's vade. So what happens in a situation like that? Are you obligated to take that risk, to put yourself in a sofek sakona to save somebody who's in a vade sakona? So there is a Yerushalmi that says yes. Yerushalmi said he's vade sakona, he's definitely in a life-threatening situation, and you're only sofek. Yerushalmi says you are chayiv. However, we don't paskin like that. All of the poskim say you're not obligated to put yourself in the situation of sofek sakona in order to save somebody who's in vade sakon, right? And therefore, if it's really going to be a sofek sakon, if you run into the burning building, or you jump in and try to save it, because you're not such a great swimmer, right? So if it really be a sofek sakon, you're not obligated to do that, right? Are you allowed to? That's the next question. Are you allowed to put yourself in sofek sakona? So here there's a fascinating tshuva from the Radvaz. Radvaz was asked the following question. Somebody comes over, a non-Jew comes over to a Jew, and he says, "Let me cut off your hand, otherwise I will kill your friend. Let me amputate your hand, otherwise I will kill your friend. Or let me blind you in one eye, otherwise I will kill your friend." So you would be losing a limb to save the life of your friend, right? Are you obligated to do that? Is it mutter or is it osur? So the Ravaz answers in the following way. The Ravaz says, a person is definitely not obligated to lose a limb, in order to save someone else's life. That's too much. That's asking too much for him. He's not obligated to do that. And certainly, if the loss of that limb would involve a sofek sakona to his life, right? If he could possibly bleed to death, right? So then that's a sofek sakona. You're not obligated to put yourself in a vade sakona. It gives a very interesting reason. He says, we say in davening, Drachecha darchei noam, b'chol nisivosecha shalom. The ways of the Torah are pleasant. The ways of the Torah are pleasant. The Torah would never obligate a person to lose a limb in order to save someone else's life. Or certainly not to put himself in sofek sakona to save someone else's life. It's too much, right? The ways of the Torah are darchei noam. And therefore he's not obligated. Not obligated to let them amputate his hand. And let me just finish and then you'll hold your questions because I might answer the questions anyway. So the Ravaz says there's no obligation to lose a limb, even if it's not life threatening, and certainly not to put yourself in a life threatening situation. Right? The Ravaz said he saw a situation where somebody even got a cut in his ear and he bled to death. They turned into a life-threatening situation. However, he says, you're not obligated, but if you do it, if you allow them to cut off to amputate that limb, it's a midas chasidus. Midas chasidus is lifnim mishuas adin. It's a righteous act. So there's no obligation, but it's a midas chasidus. It's a righteous act. You'll get schar, you'll get rewarded for doing something, because you are, after all, saving someone else's life. So we have to make that distinction between there's no obligation, but it's still a righteous act. However, there's one more qualification that the Radva says. It depends on the degree of risk to yourself. If it's an insignificant risk, then it's a midas chasidus. However, if it's a serious risk to your life, so the Radva says such a person is called what a chasid shote. A chasid shote means a foolish chasid. There are certain things that you want to do. You want to do lifnim yishuas adin, be a righteous person, but at the very same time, right? The very same time, you're creating a serious risk on your life, right? And therefore, that's a chasid shote. So you shouldn't do something like that. So basically, what comes out from this Radvaz is that if a person is going to sacrifice a limb or put himself in a sofik sakana, right? No obligation. Torah does not require that. Drachecha darchei noam. And there's no obligation to do that. What happened? Is it mutter or is it osur? Is it prohibited for him to do that? Or can he do it if he wants to? So the Radvan says, it really depends. If there's an insignificant risk, it's a midas chasidus. He's going to get tremendous schar, because a person who saves another one's life is ki'ilu hitzil olam mole. Every person is like a world. So it's like he's saving the whole world. But if it's a significant risk, so then that's going to be a chasid shote. And the Mefarshim explained, there are many truths about this, whether a chasid shote might be that it's also to do that. It's also for a person to be a righteous fool and put himself at significant risk, even though his intentions are noble. So that's the Radvaz is true. But the question is, what's called a significant risk and what's called a very small, insignificant risk? Radvaz doesn't say. He doesn't give clear guidelines on that. But we have to, when the poskim bring down this tshuva of the Radvaz, Rav Avadya Yosef, the Tzitz Eliezer, Rav Moshe Feinstein, they all discuss this. And they talk about a kidney donation, right, involves a number of different risks. What are the risks in donating a kidney? Risk for the donor, the person who's donating the kidney. One risk is the one that's left. If something happens to that kidney, right, he's putting himself at risk, because if something happens eventually to that kidney, you can't live without a kidney, right? And who says he'll be able to get a match? Right, he'll be able to get a kidney transplant. So that's one risk. There's another risk: general anesthesia. They have to put you under general anesthesia, and there's a certain degree of risk in general anesthesia. In addition, donating a kidney. A kidney is a limb; it's an organ. And according to the Radvaz, for sure, there's no obligation for a person to give up an organ or a limb, right, in order to save someone else's life. So there's certainly no chiyuv at all, no obligation at all to donate one's kidney, even though a person can live with one kidney. You can function with one kidney, and you can live a healthy life with one kidney. But there still is a risk, a certain degree of risk, and therefore there is an, it's number one, it's a loss of a limb. Number two, there is a certain degree of risk that there is no obligation. The question is it permissible to donate a kidney? So the Rabbi Avadya Yosef has a beautiful tshuva about this in Yichaveh Das. Rabbi Avadya said he spoke with doctors. He wanted to find out what's the percentage of risk if someone donates a kidney, percentage of risk that he might have kidney renal failure sometime in the future, and therefore that would be a risk to his life. What is the percentage? So the doctors told him, and this goes back about 25, 30 years ago, the doctors told him percentage is 1%. 1%, 1 out of 100, 1 out of 100, that's the percentage of risk. So Rabbi Avadya Yosef writes, that's a very insignificant risk. That's insignificant. And therefore, if it's insignificant, although there is no obligation, right, and the risk from general anesthesia is also very, very small, very minuscule. So there is no obligation to donate the kidney. However, if one does it, midas chasidus. He's not a chassid shoter because the risk is too insignificant. Right? Today, I've discussed this after I saw this tshuva. I discussed this with Renewal, this organization that arranges kidney transplants, and they say today the risk is even less. The risk to the donor is only 0.03%. That's 3 in 10,000. 3 in 10,000 is a very, very insignificant risk. And therefore, although there is no obligation, because as long as there's some kind of a risk, that absolves one from an obligation, but there will be, it's a midas chasidus. It's a midas chasidus, and a person will receive tremendous, tremendous reward. Not everyone agrees with this. The Tzitz Eliezer and the Minchas Yitzchok disagree, and they hold that there could be that person would have a status of a chassid shoter. They consider that at least a 1% to be a significant enough in terms of risk to life that a person would be a chassid shoter and should not do it. But I think Rabbi Avadi Yosef and Rabbi Hurt, Rabbi Yashir and Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, they all said it's so insignificant that a person could do it. It's a midas chassidus, but it's not obligatory. And that's basically the bottom line in terms of donating a kidney if you're a match. Donating bone marrow is a different story. Donating bone marrow, there's no risk. Painful. There's pain, it's painful, but there's kimat no risk, so therefore there are many poskim who say if you are a match and you can save someone's life, that might be. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said that is, there would be an obligation. There would be an obligation if you know that you are, you know that you are a match.
Whether the recipient is a relative, a friend, or
somebody else. No nafkamina. There's no nafkamina. I don't think so. I don't think so.
Oh,
so Rav Yashiv says if the pain is going to be very significant, like, and he felt that by bone marrow, it's very painful. He said that's sort of like a loss of a limb. And you would not be obligated. They would not be obligated. So that
doesn't matter if it's a Jew versus non-Jew.
What?
Doesn't matter if it's a Jew versus non-Jew.
There's much less of an obligation if it's a non-Jew, but you could do it. You could do it if you want. Yeah, I also want to tell a story. I want to end up. You probably have just a few minutes.
4 minutes.
4 minutes. Okay, you tell a story, then I'll tell a story.
In our community, my neighbor needed a kidney transplant. So I know I'm sure Rebbe explained, there's a list that you will not get one. So you get very, depending on how old you are and how important it is, significant it is, they put you on a list and you have to be at the bottom of the list. You're going to wait a couple of years, top of the list, you're going to get immediately. One way you can get to the top of the list is if a relative donates a kidney, they automatically go to the top of the list. So what happened was the husband needed a kidney. You know they're out there living afterwards. The husband needed a kidney. I'm desperate, they really need a kidney. His wife donated a kidney. He got to the top of the list, he got his kidney. That same day, they both had the same operation, the same way. She gave one, he got one within 24 hours.
Wow. Amazing. So let me tell you a story about Rav Avrom Ravitz. Avrom Ravitz was a Knesset member, a member of the Knesset for Degel HaTorah Party. He had kidney failure. He was on dialysis for many years. Then he had kidney failure, and they were looking. He needed a transplant. So naturally, who do you go to if you want to find a match? Family members. So he had something like 11 children. Seven of them were girls, and they didn't want to do a donor transplant with the girls because they would become pregnant. There would be cause problems. So they tried finding a match with the boys. Two of the boys were matches. Two sons were matches. And the question was, who would donate the kidney to save their father's life? And they had a machlokes between them. Each one wanted to have the schus, the merit of saving their father's life. And they couldn't decide. So what did they do? They went to Rav Yashiv. And they asked Rav Yashi, what should we do? Right? We each one wanted to have that merit, that schus, to save their father's life. You know what Rav Yashi said? Draw lots. He said, draw lots, make a goyrol, and draw lots. So they had one of the grandchildren, they put some lots in a hat, and they had one of the grandchildren pick from the hat, and it fell on, I think his son's name was Moshe, and he was the one who was zoche to save his father's life. Both of them, Rav Ritz, survived another 15 years, and Moshe was fine to this very day. In fact, I met him last year. He came to Los Angeles, and he gave me a little sefer that he wrote about kidney donation and the whole story of his father, Rav Avram Ravitz, and what happened. This story was written up in the Israeli newspapers. They found out about it, and they wrote up this story. It was such a tremendous Kiddush Hashem that the children are Moser Nefesh. They were willing to take that risk to save their father's life. But not only that, they had a machlokes. Each one wanted to have the schus of saving the father's life. And this was a tremendous, tremendous Kiddush Hashem. Let me just see if I can tell another story in 1 minute. In 1 minute, there was a story about someone in Eretz Yisrael who was found to be a match for his cousin. And he was struggling. The cousins were very, very close. And he was struggling, should I donate the kidney? Family members were telling him, you know, you're taking a risk, and you have to worry about your family, about your children, about your wife. But after thinking it through for a few days, he decided, I have to do it. So there's a film on this, Miracles, from Chanoch Teller. That's where I saw this. And so they took him into surgery, and they did the surgery on him. And then you see in the film, in the video, he wakes up, and the doctor's standing over him, and he asks the doctor, so what happened? So the doctor says, you're a very lucky man. Very lucky man. We opened you up to take out the kidney, and we saw there was a cancer in the kidney. And this cancer is such a fast-growing cancer, had we not discovered it now, you would have died within a few days. So the very fact that he was willing to donate the kidney to save his cousin's life really saved him. So what was his first reaction? So what happened to my cousin? In the meantime, they found another match, and the cousin got the kidney. So here, the mesiras nefesh that he had, the willingness to take a risk, he was a midas chasidus, that itself saved his life.
Goya. Goya. Yeah. Function learn continues on Thursday. Please answer.